Hey, Fresh Capital listeners. Welcome to our Simple Sprout series. We're tired of long, overcomplicated explanations of things in business and investing. So every week, we pick an investing or business concept and explain it in a refreshingly simple way. The challenge for us? To do it in 5 minutes or less. We've kind of evolved this series now into quick explanations of what's happening in business and investing. We've brought you some pretty interesting news that's happened each week, such as why did Meta crash? Is Zip and Sezzle merging? And now we're talking about Peloton, their recent crash, and their CEO change. Let's get started. You might have seen, but last week, Peloton changed their CEO, and over the past 12 months, they've lost more than 70% of their share price. With 2021, Peloton was the worst performing NASDAQ 300 company, which is a crazy stat when you think about Peloton and the success it had prior to IPOing and then the buzz around its IPO. In a really big, shocking move last week, Peloton replaced their CEO and co-founder, John Foley, with a new CEO, Barry McCarthy. So what went wrong with Peloton? First, if you don't know anything about Peloton, you've been living under a rock. Peloton is an interactive fitness company who produces the Peloton bike, which is an exercise bike with a pretty nice interactive screen attached to it, and a fitness content subscription service. So when you buy the bike, you also need to purchase a subscription service to Peloton's business, which then enables you to access on-demand fitness classes. Dan and I have gone into pretty deep detail into Peloton in our deep dive, so definitely check that out if you want to learn more, because I won't be going into it during this short episode. But what you need to know about Peloton is really that they produce these bikes and then wrap a subscription service around the bikes to offer on-demand fitness classes to their customers. And being a home fitness business, Peloton obviously benefited greatly during the pandemic for two reasons. Firstly, the closure of gyms around the world, particularly in the US, and the stay-home orders meant that home fitness exploded, with a lot of people buying Pelotons or using Peloton subscription service for their home fitness. And as a result, Peloton saw a huge spike in their customers. Secondly, on the macro environment, the low interest rate and the large amount of stimulus, particularly in the US, meant that a lot of investors piled into Peloton, which further drove its share price up and increase its momentum. This has all come crashing down for Peloton as the operating environment around them changed and the company started to get or mismanaged by its leadership team. The Peloton leadership team executed poorly on a number of different fronts in the past 12 to 18 months, including pricing, demand forecasting, cap allocation, budgeting, product safety, and even accusations of insider selling. So diving into each of these things, Peloton had a pretty inconsistent pricing strategy. They cut prices in an attempt to attract users when they didn't need to, but this led to poor financial performance due to the high cost of manufacturing bikes and the production involved with their marketing. Their finances were further impacted by their inability to forecast demand accurately, which meant they were manufacturing more bikes than they needed to, which then led to massive hardware costs that they then couldn't recuperate because they couldn't move these bikes. Additionally, something that came out was that actually leased out an office space for 15 years prior to the pandemic. In a world where a lot of companies were cutting or trying to exit their long-term leases, Peloton actually took out a huge lease for 15 years in the middle of New York, as well as blowing out staff costs for research and development, administrative staff, and even sales costs. Their employee count grew by 20x over 4 years. And in comparison to some of their other subscription businesses, Peloton has the lowest revenue per employee across major subscription services such as Netflix and Spotify. This really shows how much Peloton has spent internally on their staff, which indicates their financial mismanagement. And if this wasn't enough, there was accusations of insider selling, as well as a whole range of accountability and shareholder issues within the company that's been highlighted by one of the activist investors, Blackwell Capital, in a really scathing presentation. And all these issues have slowly bubbled to the surface, in the past week or two when Peloton announced their full 2021 results. And these active investors stepped in and recommended that the CEO, John Foley, step down, which subsequently they did. And very quickly, Peloton was replaced by Brian McCarthy. And now Brian McCarthy has signaled not only to investors, but also internal staff, that he's here to turn Peloton around. Brian McCarthy has run a range of subscription businesses very successfully, including both Spotify and Netflix, and is probably the best CEO to lead Peloton to a potential turnaround. So if you're wondering what's happened with Peloton and why it's crashed for a range of reasons, but ultimately Peloton has been mismanaged as a business by its leadership team, and now it's replaced its leadership team, particularly its CEO, with a CEO who has a wealth of experience running subscription businesses. If you want to understand more about what Peloton does, check out our deep dive, and we'll see you this weekend.
That's this week's Simple Sprouts episode. Send us an email if there's a concept you want explained simply. Look in our show notes and leave a review. Thanks again, and we'll see you on Sunday for our weekly company breakdown.